Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with our high nearing 45. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 29. Slightly cooler on Tuesday, still cloudy with a high of 37, and mostly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with a low around 20. Partly sunny by Wednesday with a high of 31, and staying cloudy throughout Wednesday night with a low around 14. And partly sunny on Thursday with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 37 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and Happy New Year to you. And with the new year of 2023 also comes some lower taxes across the state of Kansas. As Cake News reports that as of Sunday, January 1st, sales tax on groceries is officially down 2.5% lower than what it was, saving you 25 cents for every $10 that you spend at the grocery store.
We did have the phased-in approach of going to 0% just to keep an eye on the state's coffers.
That was a Republican State Representative Troy Waymaster on Cake News. The sales tax on groceries is set to drop off completely by the year 2025, but he says it's only supposed to take effect on certain types of food.
Food that would be excluded or isn't any prepared food.
Democrats across the state said they wanted to end the sales tax immediately, but were stopped by Republicans.
What happened was my Republican colleagues and legislative leadership did not want Laura Kelly to be able to take credit for eliminating the sales tax.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-American Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-American Network News, and it's all right here. No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/FraudWatch Network. With a new year, also kicks off the new school semester across the state of Kansas, and many students are gearing up for the upcoming debate season through the Ad Astra Debate League across Kansas, saying speech and debate prepares Kansas students for life outside of the classroom.
This year's debate topic, it's about NATO and overall just politics in general. See how the world works and be open to a lot more new ideas.
I'm way more confident. I'm way more comfortable, you know, speaking to people.
Even if you guys are different, you still find a way to communicate through speech and debate. Being able to judge and connect to the next generation of debate and speech is really powerful.
That audio from KSN News. Mike Harris, the co-founder and director of the Ad Astra Debate League, says that it's been beneficial not only for the students, but also for the business community looking for young leaders of the next generation.
The business community and communities throughout Kansas have seen the value in having people that have effective communication skills and can problem solve and collaborate and come up with creative solutions to the challenges they face in life.
Mid-American Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, high inflation across the nation has been especially hitting hard across the state of Nebraska, especially now with Nebraska families that are being forced to pay more for goods and services, including child care in the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that rates have nearly doubled for Nebraska parents over a two-year period. As according to the Lincoln Vital Signs, the average cost of child care in Lincoln, Nebraska in 2019 was $7,519, compared to nearly doubled that at over $14,000 in 2021, an 87% increase in 2 years. And many experts say the rise in child care costs across the state are affecting them so much that it's becoming a barrier to many parents that need to participate in the workforce. In other news, the Riverstone Bank has donated $10,000 to the Regional West Foundation in order to continue battling cancer in the Panhandle area. They say the money was used to purchase a Varian Edge Linear Accelerator that's used in treatment for a broad range of cancers, including head, neck, breast, liver, prostate, rectum, lung, bone, and skin cancer.
Bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last Tuesday held public hearings with no one coming forward with comments, and then unanimously approved the three-year renewal for the Neighborhood Revitalization Program, the Infill Housing Revitalization Plan, and a resolution to vacate a township road. Commissioners voted to approve two estimates from Hall Brothers for overlay south of Blue Rapids and the Herkimer Road in the amount of $454,000, and Onyx Seal on Bremen Road, Granite, and Indian Road in the amount of $222,000. A $1.7 million bid from AHRS Construction was approved for a new health building to be paid with insurance funds, American Rescue Plan, grant funds, and county general funds. Year-end balance transfers were approved with $300,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Road and Bridge Fund, $250,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Machinery Fund, $50,000 from the Sheriff to Capital Improvement, $50,000 from the Sheriff to Sheriff's Reserve, and $200,000 from the Health Department to the Health Building Fund. Commissioners voted to decline nomination from Greg Strump for Center Township Clerk and approve appointment of Brian Strunk. Next meeting is Tuesday, January 3rd. Courthouse will be closed in observance of New Year's on Monday. Washington County Deputy Appraiser advised commissioners last week that an increase in tax payments filed under protest are expected to increase again this year after more than doubling to 46 in 2022. The office has been receiving calls regarding valuations. 2-3% increases were common, some nearing 5% on the heels of an average 4% increase this past year. Ag land may trend down due to the state formula using an 8-year average of use values. It was noted town hall meetings to explain the valuation and mill levy process are determined have not been well attended. Following a public hearing with no comments heard, Nemahal County Commissioners voted unanimously to approve the amended budget for 2022 at their last meeting and discussed pay and benefits for county employees for 2023. County Attorney advised the decision to eliminate the part-time janitorial senior services position should have been voted on in open session. Commissioners will take care of this issue at their next meeting, January 9th. County Attorney also advised an employee who is let go due to a reduction in workforce shall be entitled to 2 weeks' pay at the current rate, subsequent to their final workday. Gage County Board of Supervisors were advised the county valuations were trending upward due to selling prices. The next planning and zoning meeting is January 17th, and the Beatrice Humane Society will have someone present at the January 9th committee meetings to discuss their agreement with the county. Supervisors recognize Diane Wells in appreciation of 49 and a half years of service. She will be retiring when her term as clerk of a district court expires in January. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, January 6th. Items in this month's box include shredded cheese, frozen fish fillets, and shrimp. This distribution is only for those that qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at Friday's distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center this Friday, January 6th, from 9 through 11 a.m. Again, this is for income-qualified Marshall County residents only. For additional details, contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging. Everett R. Dennert, age 56, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Everett Dennert. Lonnie M. Jones, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday from 2 until 4 at the Marysville Country Club, with military honors at 3. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lonnie Jones. Kenneth E. Kenny Jones, age 46, of Wamego, formerly of Frankfort and Marysville, passed away Saturday at New Orleans. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Kenny Jones. Twyla Stickernoth of Marysville passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Twyla Stickernoth.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. There will be a slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the region today, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 50s. Some showers are still possible throughout the region overnight, otherwise cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 40s. Staying cloudy throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s, and staying a bit cooler over Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 30s. Temperatures cooling down on Wednesday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. And staying mostly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. Some sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. And mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Still staying sunny as we head into Friday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. And mostly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. And temperatures still staying warmer throughout the weekend and conditions will stay clear. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January, record high on this date 74, the average low 19 and the record low minus 18. Sunrise this morning 7:47, this evening at 5:15. 37 degrees, cloudy, overcast, some fog, not to limiting visibility considerably. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 2nd of January. It's federal holiday. KNDY News Time 7:17.
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
The Steelers save their season, and Tom Terrific does it again. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. An AFC North rivalry game on Sunday Night Football. Ravens hosting the Steelers. Baltimore held a 10-3 halftime lead until just under a minute left in the game when Steelers QB Kenny Pickett found running back Najee Harris.
He looks, chased out of the pocket, steps out of a tackle, throws it for the goal line, touchdown Najee Harris!
The call on WDVE, Pittsburgh keeps its playoff hopes alive with the 16-13 comeback win. In Tampa, the Bucs were looking to win the NFC South in their tilt with the lowly Panthers. 10 seconds into the fourth, Carolina took a 21-10 lead. A minute later, Tom Brady found Mike Evans to cut that lead. Later in the quarter, the duo hooked up again.
Looks toward his way, throws toward Evans, toward the end zone. Evans, under a bag, makes the catch, touchdown!
WXTB, Brady threw for 432 yards and three scores, all to Evans. The Bucs held on for the 30-24 win. Continuing with the NFL, the Packers were also trying to keep their playoff hopes alive, hosting division-leading arch-rival Minnesota. This one was a rout, up 27-3 early in the fourth. Packers running back A.J. Dillon poured salt into the wound.
Gives to Dillon into the left side of the line, fighting, motoring for the goal line, the end zone for the touchdown!
The call on WIXX, 41-17 Packers, the final score in Green Bay. The green and gold now control their own fate. A win next week against the upstart Lions gets them into the playoffs. In the NBA, Nikola Jokic logged another triple-double. The Nuggets, number one in the West, took down the number one team in the East, besting the Celtics 121-113. Ja Morant scored 35 in a 118-108 Grizzlies win over the Kings. The Wizards made it five wins in a row, routing the Giannis-less Bucks in Milwaukee 118-95. NHL, the Hurricanes beat the Devils in New Jersey 5-4 in a shootout. The Rangers skated past the Panthers 5-3, and the Kraken beat the Islanders 4-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Following evening sports at around 5:20, we'll visit with area girls and boys high school basketball coaches. Monday, Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Centralia at Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Plus live broadcast of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League and area games on FM 95.5.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers issued their final Waters of the U.S. rule. Chad Smith has more.
The EPA's new Waters of the U.S. rule will replace the Navigable Waters Protection Rule put in place during the Trump administration. Courtney Briggs, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says AFB is extremely disappointed in the new rule.
This rule does not provide the needed clarity and certainty that the regulated community has long called for. This rule allows the federal government to expand their jurisdictional reach over private property. It is clear that the agencies have doubled down on their use of the troubling significant nexus test, which will require landowners to hire environmental consultants, attorneys, and engineers to ensure that they are in compliance.
She says when the federal government expands its reach, the amount of permitting that farmers and ranchers are subject to gets worse.
Since this rule relies on case-by-case determination and ambiguously defined terms, it is incredibly difficult for a farmer to understand if they have a jurisdictional feature on their property. There are civil and criminal liabilities attached to Clean Water Act compliance, and that is why it's so incredibly important to have a clear line of jurisdiction.
The new WOTUS rule now goes into effect 60 days after it's published in the Federal Register.
We will be looking to the Supreme Court for a decision in the Sackett case, which will provide some clarity on the use of the significant nexus test. And the agencies have stated that today's rule is a durable rule, but it is very likely that they will have to make changes to the rule in response to a decision from the High Court next year.
Learn more at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
That's a good your ag news. I am Jeff Aiken.
The end of the year is a time of reflection for many, including K-State Research and Extension Programming. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Research and Extension Director Greg Hadley shares that this is KSRE's most impactful year yet.
In 2021, we had 2.3 million total contacts. That's face-to-face contacts and online contacts. Immediately being a director, I thought, oh my gosh, how are we going to beat it this year? And the way we beat it is that we have great specialists, great agents, great support staff, really buying in to getting the information out in the way that our constituents need it. And so this year, instead of 2.3 million, it was actually 6.1 million.
Hadley goes on to highlight a few of the programs that stood out, especially to him in 2022.
We host the National Rural Grocery Summit this year. And that Rural Grocery Initiative, the reason why it's so impactful is their main goal is to make sure that we have sustainable grocery stores so people don't have to drive an hour or 2 hours to get to a suitable grocery store. Another thing that I'm really proud of, we had one agent in Wichita County, Amy Baker. She worked for 5 years with a coalition around child care to establish the only child care facility, a not-for-profit child care facility in Wichita County. And so that's just going to be so impactful for that county. The other thing, too, is one program that actually got started during COVID, Garden Hour. Our horticulture agents and specialists work very hard at educating the public on horticulture issues. So far this year, they have been educating about 12,500 people. And once again, this isn't just Kansas, but it's the rest of the United States and other countries as well.
He ends by emphasizing the important work done by animal science and industry and agronomy professionals throughout this challenging year.
The drought and the heat, and so a lot of our animal scientists and agronomists have been there through it all, coming up with alternative feeding, you know, proper watering and everything like that, just helping producers to make the best decisions they can given the difficult circumstances of this past year. And when you think about inflation, there's inflation on the ag price side of things. That's where our ag economists come in to help people make good financial decisions. So a lot of people doing a lot of great work out there.
Applauding the impact of K-State Research and Extension Programming 2022, that was KSRE Director Greg Hadley. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They will have a shorter run at the Peters Cattle and Hay Sale today. Three red bred cows, 3 years old, red Charolais, pregnant mouth. 14 black and white faced steers and heifers, weaned and vaccinated, weighing in at 400 to 500 pounds. 20 black steers and heifers, weaned and vaccinated, weighing 5 to 550. Few other consignments expected by sale time. Feeder cattle and hay sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
The first work week of the year begins, and we will get things rolling with our January preview. That is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 2nd, the second day of the year. Actors Dax Shepard and Taye Diggs share a birthday. January gets its name from the Roman god Janus, a two-faced deity who looked both to the future and the past. The forward-looking side may have predicted that you'll begin a diet or join a fitness center this month. January is the top month for both. But if you're angling for a promotion, it may come soon. Companies tend to hand out more in January. This is naturally the coldest month of the year in North America, and we should probably just grin and bear it. Mild Januaries are regarded with suspicion among farmers and gardeners. One piece of lore says if grass grows in January, it will grow badly the whole year. And there is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this month online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 37 with a cloudy overcast, might be some fog, not limiting visibility considerably. Moisture moving in later today, tomorrow. Highs forecast in the 40s for your Monday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was another close one for the Kansas City Chiefs over the weekend on New Year's Day, but it was a victory nonetheless for the second to final game of the regular season as the Kansas City Chiefs at home at Arrowhead Stadium went over the Denver Broncos 27-24. Kansas City struggled through most of the game going into the fourth quarter down 17-13 before coming back and putting two touchdowns on the board.
Wilson quarters. Wilson throwing it. It's intercepted. Picked off around the 42-yard line by Jarius Sneed. And he's still on his feet. Still on his feet. Getting up blockers to the 15 and down at about the 17-yard line.
That audio from the NFL. The game maintains the Chiefs at the top of the AFC West with an overall record of 13-3. The Broncos slipped to 4-12 in the bottom of the AFC West. They're now set for their final game of the regular season next weekend against the Las Vegas Raiders, as the Raiders are number 3 in the AFC West, sitting 6-9.
It's a new year, but the action of the Twin Valley League remains the most exciting, fast-paced basketball in the state. With some of the top athletes and best coaches around, TVL is can't miss each and every night. Hello, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight, the podcast that focuses on the scores, stats, and stories from the Twin Valley League. Join me on TVLSpotlight.com or the podcast page on Sunflower State Radio, the TVL Spotlight, brought to you by KNDY Radio.
Haxtell senior Isaac Detweiler named to the Kansas Shrine Bowl East squad, along with Connor Dieters and Cooper Hayek of Nemahal Central and Wamego's Hayden Hoviat. Detweiler, the only 8-man selection on the East squad, and 3 other 8-man picks on the West team. Joint assistant coaches Michael Glotzik of Nemahal Central, Weston Moody of Wamego, and Mark Henry of Clay Center. The 50th annual Shrine Bowl will be at Fort Hays State University Saturday, July 15th at 7 p.m.
KNDY.
I left out in a cloud of taillights and dust. Swore I wasn't coming back, said I'd had enough. Saw you in the rearview standing, fading from my life. But I wasn't turning round. No, not this time. But don't think I don't think about it. Between the work and the hurt and the whiskey, don't think I don't wonder about. Could've been, should've been all worked out. I know what I felt and I know what I said. But don't think I don't think about it. When we make choices, we gotta live with them. Heard you found a real good man and you married him. I wonder if sometimes I cross your mind. Where would we be today if I never drove that car away? Don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have regrets. Don't think I don't get to me. Between the work and the hurt and the whiskey, don't think I don't wonder about. Could've been, should've been all worked out. Yeah, I know what I felt and I know what I said. But don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't think. I don't think about it. No, no. Don't
think I don't. Don't think I don't. Your front door, where you fell down to your knees. And you can forget the kind of suitcase that was packed out on the sidewalk while you cried there begging please. But love remembers. You can lie and tell yourself you're old. Someone else will take love's place, and this is for the best. You can lie in that bed in a stranger's arms, reaching for comfort, close your eyes, and still get no rest. Cause love remembers the smell of a summer day. Shelter.